This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Trucks waiting to get into Britain are backing up for miles. People are stranded at airports as countries impose stringent travel restrictions and temporary bans on travel to and from the UK. This is all due to a mutant strain of the coronavirus that has rapidly spread through London and southern England in December. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has said the strain is, quote, out of control. However, many experts have warned it's not clear if this version is more lethal. They've also said the new COVID-19 vaccine should be effective against the variant. From Canada to India, one nation after another has banned flights from Britain. Meanwhile, France barred the entry of trucks from Britain for 48 hours while the strain is assessed. The precautions raise fears of food shortages in Britain if the restrictions drag on. There were rising hopes Monday that France would allow traffic to flow again if truck drivers take coronavirus tests on arrival. British Airways announced it will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. The move was in response to calls from the state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to ban air travel from Britain over the new coronavirus strain. Cuomo made the announcement and called for Delta Airlines and Virgin Atlantic Airways to voluntarily agree to do the same. Virgin Atlantic has since announced they too will require the tests. The outgoing U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday he sees no reason to appoint a special counsel on two key issues to President Donald Trump. That would be potential election fraud or the tax investigation into the son of President-elect Joe Biden. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department for the United States has also unsealed charges against a Libyan bomb maker in the 1988 explosion of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. The attack killed 259 people in the air and an additional 11 on the ground. The charges were announced on the 32nd anniversary of the bombing. Attorney General Barr had announced an earlier set of charges against two Libyan intelligence officials in his capacity as acting attorney general nearly 30 years ago, vowing that the investigation would continue. The case against the alleged bomb maker Abu Ajala Masoud Khair al-Marimi is for now more theoretical than practical since Masoud is not in U.S. custody. And it is unclear if he ever will be in U.S. custody or if the evidence will be sufficient for conviction. But it nonetheless represents one or more consequential counterterrorism announcements from the Trump administration Justice Department. U.S. President-elect Biden received a COVID-19 vaccination on live television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe. The president-elect received the Pfizer and BioNTech shot at a hospital in the U.S. city of Newark, Delaware. He said afterward, "I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine. There's nothing to worry about." His wife, Jill Biden, was given a dose of the vaccine hours earlier at the same hospital, which is near the couple's Delaware home. Other U.S. leaders received their vaccines last week, including Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Pakistan cautioned rival India against any military aggression on Monday, Pakistan adding military action could spiral into a mutually destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors. The warning came from Pakistani Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmad a day after his government formally alleged in a letter to the United Nations that New Delhi was planning to stage a cross-border attack. The Interior Minister implicitly warned of a possible nuclear exchange with India in the event of war. The Indian government has not commented on Pakistan's charges. Rwanda and Russia have sent troops and supplies to the Central African Republic. Officials and a security source say this is to help counter a surge in violence by rebel groups ahead of Sunday's election. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.